That's it. That's the intro.
That's all. That's all. Do you know what this is? This is a Good Friday. Because we are what? Jesus, baby, your wig has been snatched. We had enough of you for 35 years on this world. I, at least. It's time for the real queen to make her way on Good Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus, like, happy birthday or whatever. We ain't here to talk about you.
Yeah.
We ain't here to talk about you. Hello, guys. Welcome to the Halal Brown Gaze. Surprise drop for you guys.
Surprise drop, of course.
We weren't expecting this. Well, those of you who have been around will definitely have been expecting this one. Because the minute we saw 27 tracks, and we were trying to work out, like, okay, these can't all be, like, these can't all be tracks that we're going to have to listen to. She had to do 27. Which is true. Which is true. In a way. But
in a way.
We're going to get into it. So we're only here to talk about one thing. You saw it in the title before you go. We're talking about Cowboy Carter. Okay. So I'm going to need you to strap in. Nick is going to take us song by song. And we are just going to go for reactions. This might be one episode. It might be two. We don't know. We're going to see what happens. Okay.
Now.
But yeah, just quickly, you can find us at Loud Brown Gaze on Instagram. You can find me, Dan James LDN, Instagram and Twitter. You can find Nick It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. Come join us there. It's a kiki. We have a great time. Should we get into this, girls?
Let's get into it. Let's get into Cowboy Carter. And we're kicking off with track one of the 8th studio album After Renaissance, which actually she said this album was meant to come first. But she said the world needed to dance. So she gave us Renaissance first, and we were very well fed.
When we get to the end part, when we get to the last half, you can really sense that, like, it's meant to lead into Renaissance.
Yeah.
You can really sense that in some of the songs. But yeah, let's get into it.
So we're starting with American Requirement. Which
I'm going to be vaping,
off,
by the way, because I need to talk. Keep talking.
Oh, wow. Right, so the intro starts with, the setup itself goes, nothing really ends. For things to stay the same, they have to change again. Hello, my old friend. You change your name, but not the ways you play pretend. American Requirement. Them big ideas, yeah, are buried here, yeah. That in itself tells you that Beyoncé, she's like, listen, you motherfuckers think you want to fuck me up with this country music. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's a Beyoncé album, not a country album, and you're going to get it. And we did. Dan, the first key on this track, I was like, oh, sit down, girlies. Buckle in. Sip that moonshine. Get those fucking dude Daisy Dukes out. She's taking it.
The vocal on this opener.
Oof.
American Requiem, she comes in and she's like, it's very much setting the tone. This is what you're going to be expecting. But it's setting the tone for like the first six songs. And then the tone shifts. We'll get into it. American Requiem is an insane opener.
Insane.
Like, what were your thoughts when you heard it for the first time? Like, what was going on?
Do we just call this Requirement? A mess on this podcast. I was seated at 12 o'clock. I was like, right, I'm getting into this tea from the get-go. Now, the second I heard it, I was like, okay, Beyoncé, you're opening this album, but it's not like, let's be real. Like, we've had opening album before. Like, we've seen Beyoncé, we listened to Renaissance, we know that the album, the first track to start it is always the one that makes you set up the tone. And I think, personally, she was like, listen, strap in, get yourselves ready, because I am going to serve you tea. And there's one thing she said in that first chorus that hit me. She goes, look over there, looky, looky there, looky, looky there. I was like, oh. She's like, it's a lot of chatter in here, so let me make myself clear. Excuse me?
There's a lot of talking when I sing my song.
Miss Mam said, you all, I'm going to put my whole puss into this album, and you're going to listen.
It's like Beyoncé has now this thing with her openers where they, ever since self-titled, they've not really been like a song in itself. So it's not like Dangerously in Love where you got like Crazy in Love and that's the big single and you put that number one because that's what people know.
Yeah.
That she always tells you, this is a body of work and you are going to listen to it. And this is setting the tone for what you can expect to see. And like,
but also,
it comes in so
Yeah.
Fucking strong. Like, oh my God.
I'm going to say something. I love the fact that Beyonce was like, let me talk my shit. And I love that about her. She's like, let me talk my shit and let me say it with my whole chest. This is it. You're going to feel it and you're going to eat.
Strap in, strap on, get ready.
Strap in. Right. Now, there was something she said that I really like, before I move on to like the other song. When she goes, can we stand for something? Now is the time to face the wind. Coming in peace and love, y'all. A lot of talk taking up my space. Ooh, salty tears beyond my grace. Okay. All right. We get it, girl. We get it. You're angry. Let's go.
It's angry. Let's saddle up. We're ready to go. And even on this one, like, she told us it's a country album, but it's not. She says it's not a country album, it's a Beyonce album, but obviously it's very country inspired, right? Yes. So, and you hear that immediately in how this is set up. So it's like, it's not synths, it's not dance music. You've got musicians, you've got instrumentals, you've got talent coming through in this one, and it's layered already. Her vocal layering from the start, from the jump. Mm. Oh my God. She hits us so hard. And then I'm going to let you take the lead on taking us through this album, and I'm just going to comment.
Oh, okay. So I think this is a great album setup. But when we are moving on to track number 2, Dan, let me tell you something with my whole chest. If you've never heard Blackbird before, like just that song, you just know that if Beyonce has a take on it, oh baby, you know it's going to be good. Mm. It's going to be good. And now Blackbird for me is like, I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan. This is like a member of the Beatles, like wrote the song back in the day. So for me, this was like, this is what I want to see. Now it starts, the verse is like just strong. It goes, Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Now,
take these broken wings and learn to fly.
I was here for it because I sat there. I was like, okay, ma'am. Okay. Now, my mother, Rose Walker, who's probably listening because she doesn't listen to the podcast very often. Rose Walker goes, is this Beyonce? And I was like, girl, what are you thinking? Listen, I was on FaceTime to my mother. And she was like, is this Beyonce? I was like, yes. Yes, it is. Now, keep in mind that this song does not just talk about, you know, a good taste of, like, original song. This features someone who I admire. Now, do you guys know who Tiara Kennedy and Rena Roberts are?
I don't. You're going to have to educate me.
If you don't know, Gaylees, Tiana is one of, like, she is a country singer, a black country singer that is not very well known, who has an album of 2021 who I have been obsessed with. Now, she wrote the song with Beyonce, and Beyonce also, well, of course, she's in credits, but the fact that she worked with younger black country artists on this album tells a lot about someone as an artist. Like, it's giving opening doors for people. So don't think she just sat there and was like, let me just sing over a song that Paul McCartney and the Beatles sang before. She was like, I'm going to take my black sisters, who is in country music, who have not been seen, bring them to the front on this song. And she did it beautifully.
Yeah. So she includes like Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tiara Kennedy, Raina Roberts, as you said. And you're just essentially singing backup. They have a big part in the song. They're just singing on it. You hear like, I think it's Tanner at the end who like gets her little like solo part in it. But Beyonce was, this is so much. Okay, so the whole album we know is a fuck you to the Country Music Awards. Like, it is the most demure, happy fuck you and fuck everything you stand for to these people. And this one is one of the moments where I was like, she's covering a Beatles song. One of the few Beatles songs that I get down to, because I try to listen and I'm like, maybe not for me.
Not for me. Same.
And yeah, she's covering a Beatles song. She's doing it on a what you think is a country album. And then she's immediately being like, because I know who I am and I'm busting open this door. Here are the girls that have been here and you are going to start paying them some attention. Some fucking attention. They don't even need to do much on this song. They got their name on it. Mm. They are featured and you can hear their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Run them their money straight away.
Run them the check.
This is what I love about, one of the main things I love about Beyonce is that when she says it, and she's mm-hmm. down, she doesn't just do it for herself and leave it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't just close the door, be like, I'm super successful in music. Y'all don't need this for me. Yeah. She brings it in and she lets you know about all these other people. She gets them involved as well.
Exactly.
Well, she there was something in Renaissance, she's paying her flowers to the people that came before her.
For this I was not one. Gonna say that. Yeah.
And she's shining it out. And then in this one, not only is she doing that for like Dolly and like Willie and all those people, she's also being like, and here are some people that you need to get on board with who are doing this.
Yeah.
She is doing what other people have done for her again.
Yeah.
And on just a gorgeous song. This is, I get it. I'm a Beyonce stan, whatever. This is better than the original.
Yes.
The sound on it, the richness of the vocals on it, the way this 3-song run from Blackbird into, this is where I knew she was trying to make me cry. As she came very close.
Can I just say that Blackbird made me feel like I was like sitting in like a rocking chair on a nice sunny evening in Texas, drinking some moonshine, just rocking with like a banjo? I got that vibe.
Why do I feel like my mother was singing it to me?
Right? I got that vibe.
Why do I feel like I had a tough day and I sat down and like, and she was just singing and playing with my hair?
Right? Yeah, I got that.
I have been waiting for this moment to arise. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I said, before moving on, there's something that Paul McCartney said, and I just want to sing it real quick. Paul McCartney said, this was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. He's like, let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith, there's hope. Further proving Beyonce made this album to bring a wider freedom to black people, and especially black women, to be able to soar within the country industry again. Thank you, Paul McCartney. That is cute. Well worded. We here for it. Right, are we ready for track 3? Because, baby, I...
16 carriages.
As you might know, I'm a 16 carriages girly. Like, yes, I love... We're in Texas. But 16 carriages means it's very sway while we're riding away. That is me. I'm an old lady, hair wrapped up, wearing a see-through knitted like dress in a little bag with a banjo, drinking moonshine, watching a man spitting in a bucket with a little hake. So I was like, okay, 16 carriages, cute. It's my favorite one. However, we're going to move on to track 4 because, you know, we know 16 carriages anyway. Protector by Beyonce and Rumi Carter.
Don't move on from 16 carriages.
Why?
Don't move on from 16 carriages because, yes, she released it earlier, but in the context of the album?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my actual God.
Yes, like, I get it.
When she released the 2 singles and I was like, 16 carriages is gorgeous. I'm going to listen. This is going to be my listening on a sad day. 10 out of 10 ballad. Well done, Beyonce. Yeah. Once you put it in the album, I'm like, you crafty witch. How dare you? How dare you? You were playing with my hair and now you want me to start thinking about life? I cried about things. She is like, I'm not a country music girly. I don't get down. But what I do and I'm really enjoying about it is the storytelling in all of these songs. And like 16 carriages, obviously you know the story and it's kind of like it's been taken to be like very personal about her like work life.
Yeah.
And the amount she's put into it. But you put it in this whole album, I was devastated.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like the first time I'd ever heard the song.
I, for me, 16 carriages for me is that girly. I feel like it did, you're right. It did, like when you weave all the pieces together from track 1 to that, you get it. You totally understand. And I get why she released it and, you know, and people are more obliged to like dance and sing to Texas Hold'em, but 16 carriages is that girly. So
it's a gorgeous song.
It's
so and beautiful.
I know what, I have to admit though, when you hear it for the first time in the body of art, it makes you think, okay, so we're talking our shit, we're covering a great song that talks about black women, and now we thinking about life. Okay, we're 3 steps in, so let's go. Dan, I have to admit though, before I move on to track 4, do you not think 16 Carriages is that one song that makes you wish that you were just like in like a big fair with Beyonce, sitting down with the children, with the Carters, eating like a pie? Do you not get that vibe?
Well, this is the thing with the whole album is I don't want a world tour with this. I don't want a stadium. I don't want a thing. I want a county fair.
Yes, that bad.
Beyonce and a band. I want to be sat in a deck chair.
That bad.
I want like cold drink in one hand, fried food in the other, hot summer's day.
Give me a corn dog.
Like all the girls, like everyone's doing like Beyonce themed events now. And because I've heard the album, they're like playing Renaissance in full. Because Renaissance is for the club.
Yes. Okay.
And there are some songs, and we will get to them, trust me, that will go off in the club. But this one, I tell you, barbecues, not going to be the same. This summer, the barbecues are not going to be the same.
Ooh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Right, Dan. Track number 4.
She can get fucked. This
woman. I knew she was going to. I knew you were going to say that.
She can absolutely get fucked. How dare you? How absolutely dare you come into my house after midnight? So you're coming in late already. Okay? You got me.
Loud.
You sang Blackbirds to me and it was beautiful. Then you took me on a journey with 16 carriages. And now you're going to sing a song to your daughter where you call her her protector and her projector. I know you're going to shine by yourself, but I'll be your projector. And you don't want me to cry? You don't. She is a demon woman. An actual demon woman.
Correct.
This song is stunning. It's beautiful. It is 10 out of 10. No notes. Rumi, yes, you can hear the lullaby. I will sing you the lullaby myself, girl.
I agree. You got me, girl. You got me, girl.
Protector Dan. Hit me. I was like, is the whole album just slow ballads? Is that what it is? And I'll be down for it. Protector hit me so deep.
Yeah.
And I've listened to this whole album 3 times now. In a row. Like, just on back and forth. Protector hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing leg curls in the gym and I had to take a moment.
I can't give much about Protector because it's so beautiful in its own right. So I'm just going to say it's a perfect love song, a perfect lullaby. And Rumi girl, we see your Grammy coming, girl.
I know Blue has been dangling that Grammy in Rumi's face. Just been like, you want my fruit treats. That's what you want. Yes. Now the snack cupboard is for Grammy winners only.
Yes.
So like, I can go in there. Mama, she can go in there sometimes. You know, Jay-Z, he loud, I guess. Yeah. To go in there, okay? But you, Rumi, you don't get to go in the snack cupboard because you ain't got no Grammy.
No,
and Rumi said, there.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Rumi's like, watch me walk home with album of the year, something your ass ain't got one of.
Rumi goes, I'm going to crawl into that booth, I'm going to sit here, and you're going to watch me sing this song with Mama.
You think you're the only one that can get on stage?
Rumi said, Blue, I see you. You get a moment, but it's my turn to shine. And I'm here.
Rumi said, bitch, I'm a Texas Bama. Sing me my song. Run me my royalties. Mm-mm. We have investments to make.
Again, Beyonce putting her black chair into the front of the chorus. She's like, if I'm making pennies, you're making pennies too. And we
at
love
this
that.
Point, Beyonce is just like a pageant mum.
Correct.
Beyonce is just elevating Honey Boo Boo at this point.
Not Honey Boo Boo.
Mama June set the standard. Beyonce's
not
just following.
Not Mama June. Right. Dan, I want you to just take the first half of My Rose, track 5. Just take the first half before I get into the
All 6 seconds of it.
Because, what is this? Mama, the 6 seconds, what is it?
So I'm glad we're at My Rose, because let's talk about the settings of the album, okay? Now, a lot of the songs are like short to the point where I'm like, I wouldn't even consider them full. So like, they're interludes. Okay. Yes. But there are two out of all the interludes we'll get to. And I'll tell you which ones I think are actually interludes. And you could just be like, if somebody said that like Dolly P is their favorite Beyonce song, I'd be like, stop.
You're lying. Yeah.
Stop trying to be cute. And like, go fuck off. But there are two, which is My Rose and Desert Eagle, where they are almost like testers, like tasters of a song. Like you get like a minute free sample and you can decide if you want to buy the rest of it, which is typically fine. Like you ain't got to release a good that long a song. But girl, if you are going to be singing down like this, on this song and only give me, what is it, like a minute and 6 seconds or something nuts?
And then act like it's okay? Act like it's okay. On this baronet. Woman, yeah. You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up, miss.
And miss knows, let me tell you something. You're going to give me that. And then the writing credit on this song.
Right?
Is just going to say Beyonce.
You got me fucked up.
You got me royally fucked up.
You got me fucked up real good.
She's like, oh. Times we've had to be out here swinging in the streets because people are like, Beyonce don't write her own things. Beyonce never writes her own stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to give us a minute and 6 seconds and be like, there you go.
Yeah.
No, my full song.
Have it.
Maybe Beyonce can't write because she got scared. She couldn't do a second verse. Man, this... My Rose is... So... I adore her, like, lower raspy tone for, like, her mother years.
Yeah.
The thing she was doing on My Rose.
I love the line when she goes, so many roses, but none to be picked without thorns. So be fond of your flaws there. That powerful.
I just feel like My Rose is like a continuation of Protector.
Yes, I agree.
It's the second half of that song where she's still singing to the kids or to Rumi or whatever.
I agree.
But the way that she is singing it.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's just, you know what? I don't know about you, but Beyonce, every single time she does songs like these, like those very like low tone kind of vibe, it just fills my soul with joy because I just know that I feel like she's singing to me. Like Beyonce was like, let me just open your soul and sing loud. That's how it feels. It really does feel like that.
She does that all the time. Like, you can connect with it on such a level because it's not like she's not trying to be your friend.
No, no.
I wish some of the other girls in the industry could understand. Don't try and be our friend. Tell us a story that we can connect to. It's so beautiful. Oh my God.
Now, I have to admit though, I love the fact that Beyonce sets up this album in parts because when we get to Smoke Hour, you just know it's time to transition to a different part of the album.
Yeah, let me tell you. So we get to Smoke Hour and this is where we're like, okay, we understand the concept of the album. And somebody clocked it on Twitter quick.
Yeah.
It was like, Renaissance is set out like, and I'm not comparing the sisters, by the way. Yeah. So don't even come to me being like, what's one? Yeah. Da-da-da, like, thingy.
Yeah. We love Chardonnay. We love Renee. It's fine.
Yeah. So Renaissance was set up and it's like a continual DJ set. Like you're meant to be in the club, front to back, just run it. This is her things. This is a radio show.
Yes.
Then the songs are meant to feel different. They're meant to have different identities. You are at like a live performance outside and there's lots of different people getting involved and getting on the stage. And it's like, it's the equivalent, you know, the opening scene of Dreamgirls where they're at, they're like the music show.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And there's like a bunch of different people coming. It's that as an album. Yes. Really, I think that whole pre-bit, American Requiem to My Rose, is like set up. It's Beyonce singing about herself. It's all that stuff. It's almost like a pre-album. That's almost like its own little like EP.
Yeah.
Set that aside. You get to Smoke Hour, like Cowboy Carter has started. This is the album. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
And I love her getting Willie Nelson off out.
Just
to do two little radio recordings.
Right. But I love when it goes, welcome to Smoke Hour on KNTRY Radio Texas. I was like, she ain't saying the word out loud on this radio station.
How'd that man spell it out country?
Right? Right? Girl.
Demon woman. Wicked.
She said, let's go, hoes. Let's go. Right. So I am here. Beyonce, you have me center. Texas Hold'em, right in the space it needs to be. Right in the fucking space. Because let me tell you something. Texas Hold'em after Smoke Hour. Oof. You got me fucked up real good. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, children. Because I need a pair of fucking boots, some Daisy Dukes, and I am sipping on some rosé wine, and I am giving. I'm doing a line dance. Because let me tell you something. Texas Hold'em right here? Damn. Take win. Beyonce, take my money. Take my money. So, because,
Texas is in the right place on this album. Because it's the most, like, traditional country song. I once again, Beyonce releases, compared to the other songs on the album, a mid-tier track as like the lead and throws you all off. So there's me stressing, thinking, oh my God, it's all just going to be like country and then 16 characters being sad. And then we see the set list, the track list. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 27 country songs. It's 27 Texas Hold'ems. And then you get Texas Hold'em and you're like, okay, you make sense. You're cute. You're a cute one. I get it. I did say like Texas is for the girls who stopped listening to Beyonce when Formation came out.
Yes.
It's to get them looped back in and be like, hey, here's what you've been missing on KNTRY radio.
The Daddy Lesson Girlies, stand up. Yeah. Daddy Lesson team, let's go.
Daddy Lesson's girls have been here, okay? Daddy Lesson's girls know and have understood and have been here the whole time.
Yes.
They haven't gone anywhere. I'm not saying for them. This is for the white people who heard Formation and was like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. And then they dipped out. Okay? That's who Texas is for. Because it's so easy. It's like a nice little step-in song. It's not Beyonce at her most creative or daring or dangerous. Yeah. Mm. It's, I will say, getting eaten up by some of these other tracks. Mm. But it makes sense here.
Yes.
So I will always rate Texas for what she did for the girl, what she did for the doll, for the mother. I will rate her for that. She was never ranking in my top 10, maybe not in my top 20, maybe not in my top 50 Beyonce songs of all time. Yeah. Is Texas getting that ranking? But thank you for what you did, Texas, and you make sense right here. Because this is the start of the party. Get everybody off up off their feet. Yeah. Get them moving. Because we got some fucking wild shit to get to. Dan, you don't even know what the fuck's coming up on this one.
Dan, let me tell you something.
No, let me tell you something. Fucking bodyguard. Okay, let me tell you something about bodyguard.
No, I'm gone. No, she got me fucked up. I was like this on the floor.
Give you a little wine.
Listen, I was given a wine, baby. I was like, ooh.
I was looking for a man in my room. Let me jump on something.
Dan, the woman came out of we were just doing a hold on.
This ain't Texas. Do you know what it is? It's my fucking bedroom, and you better be in it. Bodyguard is one of the best songs Beyonce has ever done. Bodyguard is fucking wild.
Wild. Me.
And it does that opening part, you don't get it. You don't hear it. You're like, oh, this sounds cute, whatever. Tell me why. It was like quarter one in the morning last night. I am stood up in this part of my room. Just give me one of these.
Yes. Yes. Get it.
Where my body at? Oh my God.
Listen,
Bodyguard was the moment I was like, okay, Texas cute. Bodyguard, I'm locked in.
Mm.
Go. Mm. Again. Fucking hell, that song.
I give you kisses in the backseat. I want to whisper secrets in the backseat. You make me cry, make me happy. Leave my lipstick on this cigarette. Just toss it and stomp it out. Miss Lady. You might as well just sing my neck, my back, my crack, because you got me fucked up. Again, you got me fucked up. Ryan Beatty and Beyonce. Okay, I see you.
She says, and it leads into Jolene, which
I'm up to.
She says, I don't like the way that she's looking at you. Someone better hold me back, charging 10 for a double, I'm talking. I'm about to lose it, turn around, and John Wayne that ass.
Oh.
Beyonce does not play about her man. And the way I need a man so I can't play about him. Bodyguard.
Mm.
No notes. No absolutely notes. No notes.
10-10.
Run it. What a fucking song.
10-10. Now, Dan, I just want you to say that the next verse of this next track. I just want you to say it because I feel like your tone will set it for the listeners.
Which one do you want to say?
I just want you to say the voicemail from Dolly Parton. Just say the voicemail bit. Just take it. Take it away. Take it away!
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with a good hair you sing about? Remind me of someone I knew back when. Except she had flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair, a different color, but it hurts just the same.
Can I just say something real quick? Jolene got dragged years ago by Dolly. Now she getting dragged again?
Jolene!
By Beyonce?
Rest!
Joining us catching strays for no reason.
Sat in the nursing home being like, Dolly, I didn't even touch him.
Why am I getting it?
It's just like, you told me, please don't. So I listened and I didn't. Now, okay, so Dolly Parton being on this, I know she's not on the song, but Dolly yeah. Parton just doing this interlude is, again, this is how petty this woman is. That Beyonce said, oh, I ain't country. I ain't country. Fucking Star of America Requiem, she said, they said I weren't country enough. But anyway, and she's like, I ain't country. Okay, I'm going to get the biggest country music star of all time, of all time, to come on the album because she'd been saying she wanted me to cover this song. So I'm going to cover the song, one of the biggest songs of all time. And she's going to co-sign me. And y'all can just say what about it? Say what about it? I dare you to come up to me and try something.
My goodness.
This is my Petty God. Queen. Rename this Petty Queen. Because, Nick.
Petty.
Dolly Parton being on this album is so lovely. And then we get into Beyonce's cover of Jolene. Now, ooh. Let me just very quickly tell you my story with this one. I listened to it the first time, and because I knew the original, I was like, okay, yeah, it's cute. It's a nice little cover. I like that she mixed up a bit. Mm-hmm. I listened to it the second time, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's still cute. The third time?
That's it. That's the one.
Tell you, for the rest of the album, Beyonce had just been getting ropes, okay? And she'd just been put it, like, nicely taking me to the train tracks, laying me down, and tying me up with her ropes. You know, you like all these songs, go on, you love them, do you?
Yeah.
You love the thing. Jolene came through and hit me like a fucking steam train.
Boom.
Wiped me out.
Like nothing.
I posted my top 7 songs from this album on my story after my first listen. Jolene was not part of it. Let me tell you, she is now. I don't know which of the girls is getting cut. Jolene's sitting there.
Mm.
Beyonce has changed Jolene to be like, from like, oh, Jolene, please, like, you're so pretty and he likes you and you could easily take him and I'm nothing compared to you, to be like, bitch, I dare you. I dare you to fucking
try me. Try me.
Come try me. Come try and take my man. Come, let's see how that ends for you, shall we, Jolene?
Let me tell you something. This Jolene version is giving me the Beyonce from Obsessed. When that little white bitch couldn't take Idris Elba and she cut that word, girl, and she kicked that woman down, that's, oh, girl. You got me fucked up. Fucked up. Beyonce said, try me, bitch.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. She opens with Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Don't take the chance because you think you can.
The woman said that she have a happy home with a happy man and children. And the best line of the song for me, the games you play are nothing new. So don't you want no hate with me, Jolene? Oof!
Beyonce is
petty!
but also, like, she could have just signed Jolene. And everyone would have loved it. She would have just sang.
No.
But instead she was like, do you know what? Let me change this up to be just a little bit more how 2024 Beyonce responded.
Oh, Beyonce, you got me fucked up. Dolly Parton.
In Lemonade, when she did Don't Hurt Yourself, and she was mad at Jay, right?
Yeah.
This Jolene is for any bitch. Any bitch to try, just so if they can come up and Jay-Z can be like, so you know my wife, right? I need you to go listen to Cowboy Carter. I need you to listen to track 10.
Yeah. You just need to know.
I love this version of Jolene. I want to hear original into this. I want a mix. I want DJs around the world. Give me both at the same time.
I got work to do. I'm gonna make both work. Now, moving on from Jolene, can we just talk about another self-penned Beyonce song? Self-penned. Daughters. Self-penned. Writing credits only Beyonce. You girls better know. She said, I'm giving you a song by me, for me, for you.
Okay, so in this bit, like, we've had a lot of country. So Texas Hold'em, very typical country. Bodyguard, genuinely a fucking... I've said it. Jolene, obviously, country. Daughter, she's like, yeah, okay, this is country. This is country. Da-da-da, it's cute, whatever. The lyrics of Daughter are about beating up a girl in the toilets.
What? Beyonce is fighting. The girls are fighting.
Because she's beat up some bitch in the toilets and then she just breaks out Italian opera.
Like it's no big deal.
Who else is doing it? Who else is in the game anymore?
I was like, girl, are we okay? Because you talking about bloodstain on your custom couture? Okay. Okay. Also, we fighting bitches. So first you tell Jolene, don't come for your man. Now you're beating up Jolene in the toilet? Okay.
I mean, Jolene, I'm so sorry.
Jolene catching strays. I can't. Daughter for me is cute. I really, really loved it. I love the whole, I sashayed my dress. Did my best impression of a damsel in distress. The alcohol and smell of regret allured my catch. Outfit too small to hide my scars. Feeling bottled up like bottle service broads. How long can he hold his breath before his death? Beyonce Knowles, Carter, Giselle, what is this?
I love, honestly, if you just read the lyrics to Daughter and were like, what genre song is this? I would think rap.
Right?
The shit she's saying, tell me that this, the ending verse, then chorus, help me Lord from these fantasies in my head, they had ever been safe ones, I don't fellowship with these fake ones, so let's travel to white chapels and sing hymns, hold rosaries, sing in stained glass symphonies, cleanse me holy trinity from this marijuana smoke smell in my hair. Like, I'd be like, yeah, in country, it's a little gospel, it sounds like rap to me. She is, yet again, meta commentary on this album. Taking this genre that you think is old hickety down white people and being like, we have been here. We've been here. This comes from us. This is what you have to pay respect for. You ain't ever going to be able to sit in country music again and be like, this is a whites only space. You ain't got it. Because we do it and we do it better. I'm sorry.
I do love the
beat outro. Beat your ass in the toilet. The toilet attendant will let me in to do it.
I love the outro and says, say I'm nothing like my father, but I'm the furthest thing from choir boys and altars. Double cross me, I'm just like my father. I am colder than Titanic water. Beyonce? What is going on here on this day?
This is, Daughter is like one of the ones where I'm like, I don't think I'm ever really going to choose to listen to you as a song. Like, you're so cute, I'm going to listen to you in the albums, whatever. But you ain't getting in the playlist rotation. But you are, again, telling me a story that I fucking love. And as part of it, they ain't country. I don't know if we're ready to talk about spaghetti yet.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know if I want to leave it for the next half or I want to talk about it. I don't know.
We're coming to Smoke Hour 2. So I think we should do Smoke Hour 2 in the next episode. So we should do spaghetti and alligator tears now.
Right. Now, I just want to say something before.
I need to stand up.
Now, I just want to have a conversation. Now,
what is she doing, Nick?
Dan, the woman set us up for failure. Let me tell you why. The woman posted a photo of her eating spaghetti on an airplane on Instagram earlier in the week. What she didn't know is what we wasn't ready for. She set us up.
Are a funny thing.
Ooh!
Genres are a funny thing. So sweet. So demure. Such a nice quote coming in from, I think that's Linda Martell. He says that genres are a funny thing.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the Beyonce country album, she drops the stank nastiest.
Right? Oof.
Ass shakingest, most fucked up rap song. Rap Beyonce pops in after finding Jolene in the club, seeing that she's pressing up on her man. Beating her up in the toilets and then singing opera over her dead corpse, walks out just as like, actually, you know what? Fuck you, Jolene. Fuck your genre. Bring out the black bitches. We shaking our ass.
Dan, in my head, I am literally seeing Beyonce's dancers on horses twerking upside down.
I literally said in the group chat when the track list came out, I was like, it is going to be ridiculous when Beyonce has me saying, oh, my favourite song by Beyonce is called Spaghetti. And I'm thinking, you know, like spaghetti western, there's gonna be like guns, there's gonna be like a little like walk in the trail song. This is fucking wild.
Dad, I was shaking my whole ass at 2:15 in the morning. My whole ass was shaking at 2:15 in the morning. I was like, oh, trap Beyonce on a country song? Okay. Dan, I'm seeing Megan Thee Stallion in this video. I'm seeing those Texas girls in this video.
I obviously, so like the point that she's saying in this one is that, yet again, this all comes from the same like root cause of things. Soul music. Soul music has inspired country music. It's inspired rap. It's inspired gospel. They all work together in it. And she's like, and you think just because we do this that we can't do that and we're not welcome here. You think this is what we should be doing. Well, let me tell you, let me do what you do, but better. And let me take what we do and I'm just going to put it in there and tell you right to your face as you are listening that we are welcome here. This is our space too. This is the house that we built.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you. And I'm not even going to do a little plinky plinky in the background. No, fuck your plinky plinky.
Dan, the fact that we got Beyonce bringing in a Marvel reference, I was sold. Miss Madam said to her face, she said, I ain't no gang, but I got shooters and I bang, bang. At the step of my fingers, I'm Thanos, damn it, damn it. And I'm still on your head, cornrows, damn it. Okay, Miss Ma'am, you got me fucked up.
Now, when did Beyonce go watch Infinity War?
Not Thanos catching strays.
Because I didn't walk into an Odeon and watch Infinity War.
We know she didn't.
And, like, this was all done over lockdown, so she must have been rinsing that Disney Plus.
Correct.
Do you think they gifted her Disney Plus as part of the Lion King?
Of course they did.
So Beyonce didn't even have to pay the $10.99 a month.
You know Rumi, Blue, and all them kids have their own account. You know it. You know
Beyonce
that, right?
Has $10.99 a month. She can shell out for Disney. No, Spaghetti is so unexpected in this song, in this album.
I really didn't see it. I didn't know what to expect because, as you know, we didn't hear any of this album apart from like the two singles she dropped. We didn't know what to expect. So when I saw this picture of her on Instagram with the spaghetti, I was like, okay, cute, whatever. Well, she didn't tell you. She's like, you're gonna love this. She told you all in subliminal messages. She's like, yeah,
and like obviously, like the songs are great. She's really she's hitting it up there. She's making it work. She's doing it. But she's making a comment about this. Like, I feel like Renaissance was the album for us, right? Lemonade was her explaining her story, like telling her truth. Beyonce, Self-Titled, was like, I'm here. This is who I am. This album is more for like Beyonce's place in the industry, like a recognition of like the role that she plays and how important it is and how it's not just like, it's not just music for her. It's like, she still rides. And this has come from all the people who was like, oh, she's bleaching her skin. She wants to be white. She do white people music. And she was like, no, this is still about us. This is still us. Mm. Ours right here, right now. So put your goddamn cowboy boots on and twerk that ass to spaghetti.
Do you know what's mad to me? The fact that I just know the gay girlies were just like, yes, this is it. This is our moment. Let's go. I just know. Girl, you're going to see me in the club. I'm going to be eating and twerking at the same time in the club. You wait. You just wait.
Oh, God.
Right, kiddies. Are we ready for song number? Is this song number 13? Yeah,
13. Yeah. Yes. There you go. This will be the last one. I think we'll do two episodes. So 13 will be the last one here. And then episode 2 will cover up this second half of this album.
Now, this is also another self-penned Beyonce song. Again, the girl said, oh, I can't write. I'm going to give you more. Here it is. Here's a song penned by me. Dan, Alligator Tears to me is just... I have two words. Beautifully artistic. I love it. I can't say more. I just love it. It sits well. It sits well after spaghetti. It rains well. I can't really find a fault in it.
Let me just... I think Genius's writing credits are a little bit wrong on this because I think they're missing a bunch of people because a lot of them say they're written by Beyonce. So I'm not sure we can go out and say that they're all solo penned by Beyonce. I doubt they are because she obviously... Like, she works with writers and that's how she pulls this stuff up. But just to clarify on that one. And I'm glad you like alligators.
You don't like it, do you?
No. Alligator tears is... We go from spaghetti to alligator tears, and it's like the tone shift is insane.
Yeah,
and then it's no, you don't have to agree with me. You can stand by your point of view on this one. It's fine. We're allowed to fight.
No, I love the song, but I can see what you mean by the change of flow from like spaghetti to this.
Yeah. I think it's just what there's like a few on here that are like it's just like classic country songs, mm-hmm. and I think Alligator Tears is the weakest of them. If I had to cut a song from the album, I'd cut Alligator Tears first. She's gone. Just because I was like, there are so many other songs that do the same thing but better. Mm. It's still good. It's like, it's not terrible. It's not bad. It's not Worldwide Woman. But
yeah,
I personally would chop her.
I don't know. I
also,
love
we need a toilet break.
We are toilet... So you also this is the filler. This is the filler.
Yeah, this
song.
Is when I get to. This is when I get to leave the dance floor because we know I'm gonna be sweating from spaghetti.
So this is where you go get a drink, top up, make your face look cute, have a wee, come back. You're like, oh, we're still here. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready to go. Part two. Let's hit it.
I get you. I don't know. I just think it's cute. I do love that one song. That one line. The song when she goes, you say change religions. Now I spend Sundays with you. Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored? Who's she singing this to? What's happening here, Beyonce? Who pissed you off? What's going on? Come on, sis.
What do you mean? Why is she pissed off? That's a nice thing.
No, but I feel like when she's talking about the tears, I was like, who are we singing this to? Is it to Jay? Is this to you? What's going on?
I don't think every song is a literal story from a thing.
Oh, I was hoping for a little backstory here. But it's cute.
Yeah, I think we get backstory on the other songs. Alligator Tears, we have listened to and thank you.
Yes, that's, oh my God. Right. So we're going to Smoke Hour 2 and that's it.
Let's come back. Smoke Hour 2 is another radio interlude, so we can come back.
So we can come back. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Ooh, we have 14 songs to get through, honey. So we'll see you all soon for part 2.
Bye.
Bye, girlies. Fixing cameras, running away.
I really wish you were here with me when I heard Protector for the first time.
Aw.
I was inconsolable.
Aw, sis. But you know, it's cute.